I used to gamble, now I'm broke, but I'm gonna write a new joke.
A new joke!
Welcome to I Quit Gambling, So I Started a Podcast, hosted by comedian Benny Legg. That's me. And today's episode is very exciting because it is now 7 months for me without gambling. I used to be a huge, big, degenerate gambler. And living in Vegas and quitting gambling, it's been tough. It's been a wild ride. But that's why we're here today for our mega huge 21st episode without gambling. Normally I'm joined by a guy we call the man who needs no introduction. But if you've been following along with the show, you probably know that me and him are kind of on the outs. Last episode, we had a little falling out, and I'm not certain if he's going to help me anymore. But I'm not worried, because I have a very special guest planned for today. My mom's in town, and we did an episode before, and she was great. The only thing, she broke the counter. For you guys that are new to the show, the counter is something we update at the end of the show for how many episodes without gambling. Currently sits at 19 and a half. But today's episode is so big and so great that it counts as 1.5. It's our 21st episode without me gambling. I feel great. I'm excited. I dropped my mom off down the casino. She wanted to play slot machines. I wanted to stay away. I don't want any part of it. But I'm heading down there now. I'm going to pick her up. And she's going to come back here. And we're going to do the greatest podcast we've ever done. Mom. Mom. Mom.
What?
What? How are you doing on the machines?
What are you asking me that for?
Because I left you down here. You came down with $500. You told me, leave you alone. I didn't want to be down here 7 months without me gambling.
Listen, I don't want you to bother me. Just because you had a problem doesn't mean I have a problem.
Well, it looks like you came down here with $500. How much do you have left of the $500, Mom?
Like, really? Do you really need to know that now?
Just
honestly?
Do you have to continue to put money and hit the button?
Yes, I do.
Just come on. Talk to me for a second. We need to leave.
Jesus Christ,
Ben. How much money do you have left?
I've got only about $30.
$30 in the machine or total?
$30 left.
What, do you stop putting money in that and hitting the button?
Oh, my God. What are you buying
for? I'm not paying for your stuff all week.
Oh,
I'm not doing it. I don't have any money.
Jeepers.
I have money? I quit jail. I'm still broke. I don't have any money.
Well, you know what? That's not my problem. I'm here to enjoy myself, and if I want to spend the rest of this $30 here, I will.
You're not going to win anything.
Really?
You're not going to win.
What?
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 What the? Oh, my God. We're rich.
Oh,
we're rich.
Ben. Oh, my God.
We're rich.
Holy
we're rich.
Shit.
We're rich.
I'm rich.
No, we're
You're
rich.
Rich.
Mom. No.
I'm rich.
Are you?
I'm rich.
No, we're rich.
Did you put any money?
I quit gambling.
No.
I quit gambling.
No.
Now I'm rich.
Yeah, you're rich. Well, you're not getting a single penny from me, buddy. This is all my money.
That did not go as I expected. Turns out my mom hit a jackpot for $250,000, and then basically told me to never talk to her again, and then I'm not getting a dollar of it. And I got pretty upset. I threw my phone, security escorted me out, and my mother has blocked me. I cannot get a hold of her. So why don't I give my sister a call, and maybe she can help me out, because now I don't have any ideas for the podcast. And I would like to know what is going on with my mother.
Hello.
Hey, Ray Leg, what's up, sis?
What's going on?
Did you talk to Mom?
I did. I actually just got off the phone with her. Some pretty excited stuff.
$250,000.
Can you believe it? Can you believe it? I can't believe it.
It's
nice. Came at a perfect time. She's giving me some good chunk of change for my summer, you know?
She's going to give you money?
Yeah.
Oh, she told you not to tell me, didn't she? She told you not to tell me.
Yeah, I might have let it slip. But
unbelievable.
I mean, we all know who the favorite child is, so I'm not really
obviously, she's not going to give me a dollar. Her son, her only son, she's not going to give me a penny.
I mean, I heard you caused a scene, so
I threw my phone, but...
You had to get escorted out.
Well, because I threw my phone. And by the way, I don't have a phone case, and still my phone didn't break. For like,
wow.
Yeah.
It's pretty amazing.
Phone cases are a scam.
I think you should write up to Apple. Let them know. Let them know it's all a scam. I mean, she's definitely giving me a little chunk of change, but she's talking about giving some money to the show, too. She loves the show.
To the podcast?
You know, to the podcast, yeah. She might be a little upset with you.
She's not going to give me any money, but she's going to give... She wants to give what? To a listener?
She wants to give $10,000.
$10,000?
$10,000.
To a lucky listener?
To a lucky listener.
That's what I could do for the 21st episode. I could give away $10,000. That's a great idea. It sucks that I'm not getting it. I'd rather... Is she going to give me it up front? No, right? Obviously. You're going to get it.
She asked me if I would help out a little bit, so I told her I would. You know, we both love the show. We want to give back to the people that listen and see what we can make happen. 10,000. I mean, that's a good chunk of change.
All right. No, that's a great chunk of change. 10,000 is going to go to a lucky listener today. But what can we do? Like a game. Like, we need to think of a game we could play.
All right. I think we could think something up, though. But
what? But
remember, I know you listen to your own podcast a lot. You're not included in this contest.
Oh. You always know. You're always one step ahead of the scam, huh? One step ahead. Okay, fair
just
enough.
On top of things.
Well, I have an idea. I have a pretty good idea, I think.
All right. What are you thinking?
Well, I know that you know this, and some of the listeners may know this, but I give VGAs for money.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, I'm not gay. I'm a blackjack dealer.
All right. So where are we going with this?
You see, I call myself the funniest blackjack dealer on the strip, you know?
Okay.
I used to call myself the funniest dealer on the strip, but then I met a guy that sold me ecstasy. And he was hilarious. So, which brings me into my game. I have an idea for the game. I'm thinking that I'm going to call random people and tell them that we're going to play a game called Beat the Dealer, where they play a hand of blackjack versus me for $10,000.
Wow. It's going to be exciting. Hey, I think that's going to be an exciting game.
I think it's a great idea. This is going to be the best. I knew this episode was going to be the best.
It's going to be huge. Aren't you glad that Mom won that jackpot?
No, I'm not glad. You know what?
It's all about the listeners. It's all about the listeners.
You're right. I love
the
listeners.
It's all about the listeners.
Thank you, listeners. Thanks for tuning in.
Thank you, listeners.
Thank you for talking to Mom. And if you hear anything back, you know, let me know. If she changes her mind, let me know.
All right, but make sure you don't call me for money, because I'm not giving you any of my cut.
No, nobody loves me. Nobody in my family loves me. Nobody. Okay, well, guess what, then? You're disqualified from winning the $10,000. Get out of here, all right? I don't need you anymore. All right, well, I know exactly who I'm going to call. I know the first guy who should get an opportunity. He's helped me out with the show before. My good buddy, George, he has been a big help with my comedy, with everything, and I think that he deserves a chance at the 10,000 first out of everybody. He's been a big, helpful guy. George.
Hello?
George.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, guess what?
What?
My mom hit a jackpot for $250,000.
Awesome.
Well, not really, because she told me that she wants nothing to do with me anymore, but... she's agreed to give $10,000 away to one lucky listener.
How's that work? What do I got to do?
All right, the game is called Beat the Dealer. Me versus you, one hand of blackjack. If you win, you get $10,000.
Is this a 3-2 or 6-5 blackjack table?
All blackjacks. I only play 3-2. All blackjacks pay even money in this casino.
Oh, out.
Yes.
Man, you really adapted to the time.
Well, it's, you know, this isn't my money. My mom put up the $10,000. I'm not putting up extra if you get blackjack.
All right.
Are you in?
I am in, man. Let's do it.
All right. Let me shuffle here real quick. George, you have a 5. Dealer now has a card. I have a card. And you have a 7. A 5 and a 7. And I'm showing a 3.
A 3? Okay. Can I surrender and just take $5,000?
If you Venmo me $5,000 right now, you can't.
Well, I have a 12 against the dealer 3. I'm pretty sure the book says to hit this, but I don't know, man. I think I'm going to flip a coin to see if I hit or not. So, heads I hit and tails I stay. So, here we go. As it is. Hit me, baby!
Queen of Diamonds! You bust. Thanks for playing. Thanks for playing, George. All right, well, let's keep this game moving along. I'm going to call this number right here. I'm not quite sure who's going to answer it, but I had this number laying around. And,
you know. Hello?
Hello. Is this,
hello.
Is this Gina?
This is she.
Gina, this is Benny Leg, you know. You remember me?
Oh, yeah. Casino work.
Yeah, casino work. You sound so excited.
Well, I quit that place to avoid you people. What do you want?
Well, I have good news.
What's
I'm giving
that?
Away $10,000 on my podcast.
What?
Yeah, $10,000. You want a chance to win? Now you're my friend, huh? Now you want to be my friend.
Well, you weren't that bad. Okay, I'm in.
All right, you're in. All you got to do, now you know blackjack. You got to beat me.
Allegedly.
You got to beat me in a hand of blackjack.
Okay.
Unless Pai Gow or Baccarat would be more comfortable for you, no?
Relax, I'm only half Asian.
Okay, all right. So only one of the games.
Screw you, your dad's loser.
All right, blackjack, you ready to beat the dealer? Do you can beat the dealer?
I'll beat you.
All right, here we go. You have, oh, I'm sorry, I have to shuffle. You have a 6, and I get a card, and you have a 10, and I'm showing a 6.
I have a 10.
You have a 10.
I want
to
double down.
And, no, you have a 10 and a 6. And I'm showing a 6.
Am I playing two hands? I have a 6, okay. So I want to hit it.
Okay, so you have one hand, which is a 10 is one card, and 6 is the other card. You have 16, and I'm showing a 6.
We're playing Baccarat, right? So I have a 6.
Yeah. What would you like to do?
I'm going to stay.
All right. Dealer has a 5 underneath and a 9 for 20. You lose.
Okay. I know why I don't like you now. You're very frustrating to talk to.
All right, let's keep this thing going. I got another guy that he's perfect for this game. He's an old school guy, funny guy. This guy right here, Victor.
Yes, sir.
It's Benny Leg. How you doing, buddy?
All right. How are you, Benny?
Oh, I'm great. I have an opportunity for you that you're going to love.
Oh, really?
Yeah. How does trying to win $10,000 sound?
Well, is it something? Winning $10,000 sounds like a fantastic idea.
Right? So here I am right now calling you to tell you all you got to do is beat me in a hand of blackjack right now, and you will walk away with $10,000.
It's a gimmick.
No, it's legit. Are you in?
I'm in.
All right. Let me shuffle real quick. All right, here we go. Your first card is a 7. I get a card. Your next card is another 7. I'm showing a 7. You're up.
I'm showing. Is all 3 sevens out?
You have 2 sevens, and I'm showing.
I already won the $10,000 because 3 sevens in Spanish 21 is a kick-ass card in hand.
No, this casino, it's all just regular blackjack. Sorry to inform you. No side bets either. Don't think you're getting like a 3-7 side bet winner. That didn't happen.
Well, give me 10. I'm going to split those sevens.
Okay, if you want to split, you have to Venmo me 10,000 right now.
You have to what?
You would have to send me 10,000 right now, and I'll let you split them.
Okay, go ahead.
Yeah?
Yeah. What the hell?
Okay, so Venmo? Do you have Venmo?
That means 20,000. You're gonna give me 20,000.
Well, I need to see your
both hands.
I need to see your 10,000 first, and yeah, I'll put it up.
Okay, I just sent it.
All right, hold on. Holy shit, you did send it. Okay, let's split those sevens up. All right, your first card on your first 7 is another 7. Oh my goodness, what do you want to do?
I'm giving you another $10,000. Let me send it.
All right. Holy shit, you got this kind of money? Really? This is okay. All right. So now you got 3 sevens. You got 30,000 in play. I got 30. Oh my goodness. I hope my mom answers. All right. So first, all right. So you get a 10. You got 17 on your first hand.
That's that.
Okay. Your next hand, it looks, you got a king of clubs. You got another 17.
What's up with this here? What happened? A little double there's, down. Come on.
There's
come
tens.
On.
There's tens. In what do you want me? There's more tens than anything. I mean, I can't control it.
You just make sure I get a double. Yeah, come on. You know how to flip them cards, right?
All right. So you're good on your 17.
Yes, sir.
All right. Next card is a 3.
Yes. Yes. No, I got another 10,000 up.
Another 10,000. Oh, my goodness. If this is, okay, you're gonna send another 10?
I goddamn right I am. I'm gonna hit you before. You thought you were giving me 10,000? You're giving me like 40,000, maybe 50,000 when I'm done with you, pal.
All right, let me check. All right, there it is in the account. All right, double down. You got a 7.
This seems like a little bit of a fix, mister.
What
happened to all those 10s you told me about?
Well, you know, maybe I have one underneath. Let's find out. Let's find out.
All right. You probably got a 4, right?
No. Sure. Let's see. I'm going to flip it now. Dealer has, an 18, an ace. There's always an ace. Always an ace underneath. All right, Victor. Thank you for playing, man.
18.
18. You know, ace underneath. There's always an ace underneath.
You just don't walk away. Let's double up the action.
I'm up 40. Why would I? I'm up 40,000. My mom won't return my calls. I don't have a co-host.
I want 80. Let's go for the 80,000.
No, it's it. I mean, the game's over. I'm up 40. I mean, I'm good. I might take the year off. This is really going to help my comedy career. Thank you. Thank you for calling in today or answering whatever it was you did. Thank you so much. Boy, it's crazy. Nobody seems to want to win this money. You know, it's hard to win this money. Let's give, there's a very special person that I want to give a call that I don't know if I really should right now because of the situation I'm in, but I think that she could do a lot with this money. It could maybe get her out of the situation she's in, you know, maybe help her move on.
Hello.
Hi.
Hey.
Marla.
Yes.
Hi, this is Benny. How you doing?
I'm good, Benny. How are you?
Oh, I'm pretty good, you know, other than the fact your husband doesn't want to do the show with me anymore.
And why is that, do you think?
Well, I mean, I think he's a little egotistical.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean,
I can see that.
Yeah, it's okay. You know, he wasn't very good at it anyway, so.
Yeah, well, you know.
But I wanted to give you.
He's hard.
I wanted to give you an opportunity because we're giving away $10,000 on this episode.
Oh, awesome.
Yes, and please don't tell him.
I won't.
And if you win, please don't give him anything.
Of course not.
Right. As a matter of fact, come out here. Hang out with me, Marla.
Oh, that's a great idea.
Yes. Get rid of that guy. You know?
Because the last time we were there, it was cold and crappy.
Right.
So I'm sure and now it's beautiful.
Oh, it's beautiful. We go outside. We sit in the sun.
Yep.
Oh, yes.
That's
I hope
a great
you win.
Idea.
I hope you win. I really do.
I do
now,
too.
Do you know anything about blackjack?
A little bit. Not a lot.
Okay. So we're going to play.
21. You have to get 21, right?
Closest 21 wins. You nailed it.
Yes.
Okay. Hi. So let's play the game. It's called Beat the Dealer.
Okay.
All right. I got to shuffle real quick.
Okay.
All right. Your first card is a 10.
Okay.
I get a card. Your next card is a 10.
Oh.
I'm showing an ace.
Oh.
Would you like insurance? Do you know what insurance
is? No, I don't.
No, right? Never take insurance. And besides...
Never take it. That's what Barry taught me. Never take it.
Right. And honestly, this casino, we don't really offer it. We don't.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
well,
we can't afford that.
So no insurance.
Okay, so I'm showing an ace, and you have 20. So let's see. Let me flip the ace. Let's see. Oh, good news. I don't have blackjack.
Oh, good.
I have another ace.
Oh.
So I have 2 or 12. And my next card is a 9-21. Oh, Marla, you're so close.
Jeez, darn it.
Well, thank you for playing. And please don't tell him. Please, I don't want to hear from him.
I know. I won't tell him.
Thank you, Marla. You're the best.
All right.
You are definitely the best in that family.
Love your podcast. You're the best, too.
Wow. Crazy bad beat there. Not a lot of luck going on for the contestants. We'll continue with the game in just a moment. But now's the time of the show where I tell you where to follow and listen to everything. Listen to the podcast on Apple Podcasts or SoundCloud. Please leave us a review on Apple Podcasts. Just hit a star. That's all you need. You don't got to write anything. You can also follow me on Twitter, at Benny Lake Wins. You can follow the show, at Benny Lake Laughs. Follow me on Instagram. Just search for Benny Legg. Go to my Facebook page. Just search for Benny Legg. And a new special announcement. There's now a YouTube page. Just go there, and you're not going to believe this, but search Benny Legg. You'll see stand-up I did. You'll see some stand-up that my old co-host did. So yeah, give that stuff a follow. We're gonna. Hold on one second. I'm sorry. Hold on. What is this? Are you serious? Oh my. I can't. I'm telling you, I can't catch it. You're not gonna believe it. Okay, so I just got an email from Venmo. They said that my buddy Victor, you know, guy who gave me the $40,000, he filed a complaint that I was using Venmo as a gambling thing. And listen, I don't want any trouble because I quit gambling. So just give me a second. Victor, if you're listening, this is probably a good moment for you because I'm going to return you your money. So there's no problems. All right, let's continue on with Beat the Dealer because I got a guy who deserves the money more than anything. He's the biggest degenerate I know. And hopefully he can win this money because I don't think he's ever won in his life. So it would be a good break for him, because he definitely deserves it. And... Yo!
Yo, Benny Legg, what's up?
Envelope Man, how you been?
Living the dream.
Sorry about Buffalo.
I need a new envelope.
Well, you're in luck, because I'm going to give you a chance to play for $10,000.
What am I playing?
A little game I call Blackjack, Beat the Dealer.
I'm in. I'm all in.
All right, before
how do you play? How do you play?
Well, I deal a hand of blackjack, and if you win, you get $10,000. It's that simple.
Can I double down?
You could. We've had somebody double down earlier. They Venmo'd me the $10,000, and then I got an email from Venmo saying I used the account for gambling and I had to return it. So, no more of that.
They don't do that.
No more double down.
I know Venmo. I know Venmo. You can do it for whatever you want.
Well, maybe I got scammed, but I had $30,000 and now I have nothing. Before we get started with Beat the Dealer, how's softball going?
We're 0-6, and it's all Fano's fault.
Coach Fano's got to go.
Coach Fano, we need. He's on the hot seat. He's been on the hot seat, and now it's getting worse. He's putting himself at shortstop. He's batting cleanup, and he's pitching.
All at the same time. He's like Bugs Bunny.
Yeah, he's a Space Jam version of Bugs Bunny.
Are you ready to play Beat the Dealer?
I'm all in, dude. I want to split my pen.
All right. Let me shuffle the cards real quick.
I need video proof of the hand. I don't trust you.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to send everybody video proof later. Absolutely.
All right.
Your first card is a 10.
10 of what? Clubs? Hearts? Spades?
It's a heart.
Kind of hearts. All right. What do you got?
All right. Dealer got a card. Not revealed yet. You got a 3. And the dealer
three
shows.
Of clubs.
I'm sorry. 3 of spades. Dealer shows an 8. You got 13 versus an 8. What are you going to do?
Stay.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Dealer flips a deuce.
Come on, 6.
Dealer flips a deuce. Dealer has 12. How you feeling?
Deuce.
How you feeling?
I think you're going to get another deuce.
Let's see. Another deuce. How did you know?
I mean, deuces never loses. You probably have a deck full of all twos. But no matter what, you end up with a hand.
Dealer has 14. Let's pull another card. It's an ace. I'm at 15.
What's the next one? Another ace.
I'm at 15. This could be
another
it.
Ace.
You could be the big winner.
Come on. Monkey!
Let's see the next card. It's another ace. 16.
Oh, man. Show me the 5.
This next card is a difference between you having nothing and $10,000.
Just buy me my World Series ticket. I'll be there in like a couple hours.
And the card is 4 spades.
No, it is.
4 spades. 20. Jeez.
Yeah.
Nobody can win.
Whatever, man. Hey. Bullshit.
Hey, good luck with softball.
Hey, good luck with your cheating. You're a scam artist.
I take great offense to being called a scam artist there. That was way out of line by him. This is completely legit. I'm giving people an opportunity to get a free $10,000. $10,000 that should be going to me, not just people that listen to the show, should be going to me because my mother won it. And now my mother is doing God knows what now because she blocked me and I can't get a hold of her. And now I'm sitting here doing this podcast, and nobody's winning the $10,000. So, somebody needs to win. I don't want to have nobody win the money. That would be stupid and pointless. Wait, I'm getting a call. It's an unknown number. Who could this be? Hello?
Ben.
Hello?
Ben.
Who's Mom?
Yeah, it's your mother. It's your mother, yes.
What's up?
Well, I was wondering if you gave away that $10,000, if anybody won that $10,000 yet.
No, not yet. We've had trouble giving it away. Why? You changed your mind? Are you going to just give it to me then? You're just going to give it to me?
No, no. I actually have a little bit of a problem.
What?
Well, instead of playing the penny slots, I upped my money at the penny slots, and I lost about $50,000.
Okay, wait, you only lost $50,000? Well, that's not too bad.
Yeah, yeah.
Then you still have $200,000 left, and I mean that's still good.
Ben,
what?
Ben,
what?
No, no, I don't have $200,000 left.
Okay, well, how much do?
But I thought maybe I might play my hand at blackjack because
you
I'm
play
always
blackjack?
Watch, yeah,
you
I was always watching
blackjack.
You deal.
You never what? Well, you never play blackjack.
Well, not never anymore. You can't say I never play blackjack. Yeah.
You sound no. That's very funny. You must have won. So you won?
No.
You lost.
I lost.
So, and you put all of it on one hand?
Well, it was looking good because my cards were dealt. I had 16. So it was looking pretty good. So I
So you had 16 and the dealer was showing,
I had
what
16.
What was the dealer showing?
The dealer was only showing 6.
Dealer showed a 6, you had 16 and you had $200,000 on the hand.
Yep.
So what? So yep. You stayed, and what happened?
No, I didn't stay. I told him to hit me.
What? Oh no! No, Mom!
Ben.
Mom!
Ben.
What?
Ben.
You lost everything because you hit a 16 versus 6.
I lost all of about $5.
Oh,
$5
no.
I have left.
All right.
So Ben.
Yes.
I know I wasn't too nice to you, but do you think maybe you could come and pick me up?
Jeez. Yeah, get yourself a couple hot dogs and I'll be down in a little bit.
Oh, so I'm going to spend the rest of my money on these hot dogs that are supposed to be so great.
I'll buy them when I get there, I guess. So what you're saying is there's no money. I can't. Good thing nobody won the $10,000.
Good thing nobody won the $10,000
okay.
Because you'd have to be figuring out what you're going to do to pay it.
Yeah, well,
I'm sorry. You know what?
Right,
I love you. No,
no big deal.
Ben, no. It didn't work out. I'm so sorry. So could you please come and pick me up soon?
I'll be down there a little bit.
Before I spend the rest of my $5.
I mean, this is unbelievable. What else could happen on this show? Nothing's gone according to plan. I just wasted 25 minutes trying to give away money. Nobody even won it, thank God, because my mom hit 16 versus 6. It's embarrassing. But I've been there. And she has $5 left, so fingers crossed. I once turned $40 into $2,500. I was out here in Vegas on vacation from Pennsylvania when I was living in Pennsylvania. It was my last day out here. I had $40 left. Took it down to South Point Casino. And I started at the $5 tables. I just wanted to kill the day with my $40. And South Point, they're very good with giving you things. So I wanted a pack of cigarettes. They brought me a pack of cigarettes. Nice and easy. Never got denied at South Point. Except for that day. When later on, I asked for another pack of cigarettes while I was at the same $5 table. And they were like, come on, man. We just gave you a pack like 2 hours ago. But made a little run. Got up to like 500, I think. Then I took it to a $25 table. And the rest is history. And I flew back home with nothing, at zero. I lost it all by the end of the night. Yeah, I mean, come on. Nobody leaves Vegas even. But since everything's been a complete disaster so far, why don't we get to something that we do every show that I love. It's my favorite thing. I have a counter that I update at the end of every show. And so far through the episodes we've done, we've had quite different noises to celebrate. Like the first four episodes, we used the same noise. And then my mom came to town and she broke the button. And ever since then, except for one episode, we went back to the old sound for some reason. I put in like a sound that relates to the shows. And it's one of my favorite things to do, to pick out a sound while I update the counter. So I thought for the 21st episode without gambling, before we update the counter, let's celebrate the noises that we used previously. Because it currently sits at 19 and a half episodes. So let's take a listen back to the great sounds with no explanation of what the hell the episode was about, because you need to go back and listen if you haven't yet. All right, go ahead, hit the button. We are now at 5 episodes without gambling. She broke it. Wow, I'm still really good at this. All right, yeah. Woo-hoo! Okay, there it is. That was an Arizona green tea jug. You know, I wasn't prepared for today's show, as you can probably tell. Wow, I can't even pick out my favorite one. I love all of them equally. They are all great sounds. And I wanted to pick one special to do for the 21st episode. But instead, I think I have a way better idea because they are all amazing. And so let's update the counter right now. This is big for me. 7 months today, June 4th, for me without gambling. The 21st episode without gambling. Let's update the counter right now to 21 episodes without gambling. I wasn't prepared for today's show. Show. Hello?
What the hell, Benny?
Oh, my God.
What the hell's going on?
What's up, man? I thought now you... I just finished recording, and now you call me?
Oh, you just did the show?
Yeah, we did something special. Yeah. It was...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Were you playing some blackjack? For $10,000. And I don't hear about it. My wife has to tell me about it. And she's hiding it from you. I'm thinking she's out there doing somebody, because I know she's got like this look on her face, like, oh, I don't know if I should have done that. Yeah. Pay for $10,000, huh? How the hell did you get $10,000, Benny?
I knew she was gonna tell you. I knew it.
She's my wife. Of course she's gonna tell me.
I didn't. When I met her, it didn't seem like she really liked you. So I kind of. Yeah.
That's just wrong.
I didn't want to call
that's
you.
Terrible.
I didn't want to call you because you called me a scumbag. And what am I going to try to let you win $10,000 for? You call me a scumbag. Like, and to be honest with you, the money's gone anyway. It doesn't exist. It's gone.
What'd you do?
I didn't do anything. My mom won and then she lost and it ruined the whole show. I tried to give away. Good thing nobody won. Because that would have been a disaster.
Jeff, you'd be calling me up then, wouldn't you? Then that's when you'd be calling me up if somebody won. Now, what did you do? Did you gamble?
I didn't do anything. My mom won, and then she told me she didn't want to talk to me anymore. And then she called my sister, and she agreed to give $10,000 to the show. And it's been a whole mess. It's supposed to be my big day. 7 months without gambling. And, you know, the guy who's supposed to be helping me out, he thinks I'm a scumbag, you know? Scumbag. Yeah.
Feels real good. What happened the last time? Come on.
I'm just saying.
40 hours.
You didn't deserve the opportunity to win $10,000. You didn't deserve it.
I didn't deserve the opportunity to win $10,000. Me.
You were rude to me. You were rude to me, and I didn't like it. I tell you what.
What?
I don't have the $10,000.
It doesn't surprise me.
But there is a consolation prize that I'm willing to let you play for.
What is it?
I will tell you after the game. But it's good. It's good.
You promise it's good?
It's, yes. As a matter of fact, probably better than the
$10,000. Better? I'm in. Shuffle them up, sucker.
All right, let me shuffle the cards real quick. All right, here we go.
All right, I'm good at this.
You have a deuce.
All right.
I get a card. You have a four.
All right.
I'm showing an eight.
All right. Damn it, sucker.
All right, you have an ace for soft 17.
All right, I say. Just kidding.
Oh, I almost flipped the card. I almost flipped it. That was, hey now. No cheating.
What? I'm not cheating.
I almost.
That's Mr. Leon.
Okay, you're right. Okay, sorry.
7 or 17.
It's a 5 for a 12.
12. Come on. 9 or 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 9.
It's a 4. It's a 4.
I got stuff back to 16.
You're 16.
I'm left against me. Hit me.
You win 5-card Charlie at this casino. Congratulations.
I told you I was good at it.
Man.
I'm the only person who won, right?
Yeah, good thing I didn't call you first.
In your face, Marla.
All right, well.
Just kidding, I love you, Marla. You, all right, what I got?
You have won. The opportunity to be my new co-host. Congratulations. Hello?
I'm gonna kill you. I'm gonna kill you when I see it. I swear to God. I'm gonna punch you. I'm gonna rip off your dick and punch you with it. Well, I guess it's better than nothing.
Is it though?
this is something I'm pondering right now, sir. This is something I'm pondering. All right, I'm not one to turn down a prize. All right.
See you next week.
See you, man.
22nd episode. We'll be there. You'll be there.
Congratulations, Benny, on your non-gambling.
Appreciate you.
Even though you're playing blackjack.
Well, just dealing. Just dealing, to be fair. Show's over. Boom.